And he says that if we try to make trouble, he's going to take us to a Din Torah. And if the rabbi tries to make trouble, he'll take the rabbi to a Din Torah.
Oh boy, this guy sounds like he's very upset and very annoyed and very angry. Well, you know what? If it means so much to him, you know what? Let him lay in the whole sedra. I mean, really, the only thing I have to be a chiyuv is because it's bo bayam. I mean, I gotta get a leah, you know? So I'll get a regular leah, so I won't get mafter, won't get aftara. I'll just get a regular leah, that's all. I'm sure that we can work out. I'll get a regular leah, and...
But aren't the... I mean, don't you feel bad? I mean, you practiced more than a year, your sedra, and...
I know, but... I mean, I guess I'm going to have to be mavater, because otherwise there's going to be a machloikis, and I don't want to see Eden get into machloikis. We need to bring Mashiach. We have to stop machloikis. Right, Tati? So, you know, I mean, listen, all the training that I did, you know, it'll come in handy. Maybe when I grow up, I'll be a regular Baal Kaira. You never know. Anyways, and listen, I've done this sedra so many times, it's in my head. I could never forget it, Dati. Don't worry. Whatever it is, don't worry.
But I even spent money for somebody to train you, to teach you.
It's all right. It comes all tofa, Tati.
Are you sure you're all right with this? I mean,
Tati. I'm allowed to make a decision like this. I'm going to be bar mitzvah, right?
Actually, your boy bayom is actually today, in the middle of the week. See, Shabbos is just,
All right, whatever it is. I just for sure that Ali is fine. Okay, don't worry, Tati, I'm okay with it.
You are being mevater? You work so hard and...
But I don't want machlokes. It's not worth it to me. We don't need machlokes. And they'll be angry at you. They'll speak Lashon Hara. It'll be terrible. Just let it be, Tati. I'm fine with it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, Tati, you're squeezing and hugging me too tight. Oh. Okay, Tati. I said I would do it. I mean, I really would.
And so, Kindlech out there, what ended up happening was they had their bar mitzvah. The bar mitzvah took place, indeed it did. And then, by this wonderful bar mitzvah, that other boy, he lain the whole sedra.
Vayehi b'shalach parao.
And, of course, some people kept to themselves that some of the trop was not 100% accurate. But they held back from saying Lashon Hara. They controlled themselves very well. And his bar mitzvah boy sang the Shira, too.
Ah, Yashia Moshe!
And, of course, the only thing that Yankel Afivalovich got was... an aliyah. But, obviously, he had more than this aliyah on the Torah. He had an aliyah in Shemayim, too. Which, let me continue with the story.
Wow, this guy's good. He tells a good story, no? Yeah, so just be quiet, please, so I can hear it.
Okay, so, Kindlech, let me tell you. A few years later, when this boy was 15 years old... his mother became a little bit ill, and she had to be hospitalized. And on that particular Shabbos that she was hospitalized, this Boychikol, this Yankel Afivalovich, who was brought up with such fine, wonderful midos, he didn't want his mother to stay there alone. So he didn't want his father to go, because he wanted his father to stay home with the other Kindlech. So the one who went to spend Shabbos together with his mother in Tel Aviv hospital over there, which I don't want to mention, of course, I told you, the one that went there was Yankel. So Yankel went to spend his time on the fourth floor with his mother in the hospital in Tel Aviv. But that Shabbos, there was something else going on. It was the year 1997, approximately. In that year of 1997, There was a great tzaddik. Many of you heard of him because he was recently nifter. But this happened before he was nifter. This happened almost 15 years before he was nifter. This happened in 1997. The great tzaddik, Rav Yosef Sholom Eliashev, Shlita. He had to have some surgery. Excuse me. And he had to have some surgery, and he was in a hospital in Tel Aviv. So what do you think happened? They formed a minyan. An amazing minyan was put together so that Rav Eliashev should not be without a minyan on Shabbos. But in the excitement of setting up a minyan for the great tzaddik, Rav Yosef Sholom Eliashev, the gabbai who was in charge was so busy making sure there would be balei tefillah and make sure that there would be a minyan, he forgot one minor detail. He forgot a balkaira. He didn't have a balkaira. So no, they were davening shachris, and then it was time. They managed to even had a toira there. They managed to have a toira there. And they just needed a balkaira. And suddenly the shamash looked around.
There's no balkaira here.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't know how to lane.
Shouldn't be. You know how to lane over there.
Oh, sorry, I don't know how to lane. I'm very, very sorry.
Shulnikmir, excuse me. Do you know how to lane? Well, I know how to lane, but you see, the problem is I'm not prepared. I see. How about you? You know how to lane?
Do I know how to lane? I know how to sing, but I don't know how to lane.
I get the picture. All right, hey, to get off. Don't worry. We'll spread out and we'll try to find a balkaira. I'm sure somebody in this floor is a balkaira. Okay, spread out, everybody. Go spread out, find a balkaira.
And so the people spread out all over the floor, and they were going this way and this way. And finally one of the people were looking on the fourth floor, and they saw this 15-year-old looking boy who happened to be by the name of Yankel Fivalovich. Oxkels, my part of me, may I ask you a question?
Yes, you may ask me a question. What is it?
By any chance, do you happen to know how to lane?
I do, yes.
And by any chance, might you be prepared with this week's Sedra?
Bashalach. Oh, yeah. I'm very much prepared. Oh, indeed. Indeed I am.
All right, thank you. Maybe you'd like to come down. There's a great tzaddik over here in the hospital.
Great tzaddik? Who is in the hospital? Who? I'll say tefillah for him.
It's Rabbi Eliashiv.
Oh, sure, I'll lean for him. Sure. Mommy, I'll be right back.
Okay, Bubala, go ahead. Lean, do a good mitzvah. Make me proud.
You'll be all right while I go on?
Of course I will. I'll be happy knowing that you're doing a mitzvah while I'm resting. Go ahead, Booby Schaefer.
Thank you, Mommy. Okay, let's go.
I found a balkaira. I found a balkaira. Yoo-hoo, I found a balkaira.
All right. Go ahead, Lane.
And this boy, he laned.
Vayahe v'shalach paro esom v'lo et nachum.
And he was laning so beautifully. He kept on laning so smoothly without a single mistake. And he even did the shearer so beautifully.
Oh, shearer la shen ki goy oi go, susvrach voy ramo vayom, ozi vizim rasko, voy li li shua. Ze king livian vehu eloke aviv aroi memenhu.
And when he finished the entire laning, and he laned the haftarah also so beautifully, Rabbi Eliashiv asked him,
And Shulik Mia, excuse me, how did you know how to lane so beautifully?
Well, to tell you the truth, this was originally my bar mitzvah parasha.
Your bar mitzvah parasha? Please explain to me what you mean, that this was originally.
And so he told over the whole story, and how when he was just a bar mitzvah boy, just a boy of 13 years old, he was mavater. He gave up the whole laning, everything he prepared for, just to avoid a machloikes.